Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Shadow What Quickies, your daily dose of inner child healing in just 5 minutes flat. I'm Laura Bennett, your friendly neighborhood guide through this crazy thing called life. And today, we're tackling something that plagues us all. Those pesky negative thoughts. Ever feel like your mind is a hamster wheel of self-doubt and worry? Like you're stuck on repeat with the same old script of I can't, I'm not good enough, or what if it all goes wrong? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be your reality. We're going to explore some simple yet powerful strategies to help you loosen the grip of those negative thought patterns and reclaim your inner peace. Because let's face it, you deserve to feel good, amazing even. Now, don't worry, this isn't about becoming a Pollyanna who pretends everything is sunshine and rainbows. This is about developing a healthy relationship with your thoughts, acknowledging them, understanding them, and ultimately choosing how you respond to them. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a garden. You've got beautiful flowers blooming, but weeds can creep in sometimes. It's up to you to weed out the negativity and cultivate those positive vibes. So, ready to get started? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. 1. Awareness is key. First step to letting go of negative thoughts is becoming aware of them. Pay attention to your inner dialogue throughout the day. What kind of stories are you telling yourself? Are they helpful or harmful? Once you're aware of those negative thought patterns, you can start to challenge them. 2. Challenge those thought patterns. Remember, just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Negative thoughts often stem from fear, insecurity, or past experiences. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I tell a friend who was having this thought? By challenging those thoughts, you start to weaken their hold over you. 3. Reframe your thoughts. When you catch yourself slipping into negativity, try reframing the thought in a more positive or neutral light. Instead of, I can't do this, try this might be challenging, but I'm willing to give it my best shot. Even small changes in wording can make a big difference in your mindset. 4. Practice gratitude. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your attention away from negativity and cultivate a sense of appreciation. Take a few moments each day to reflect on the things, big or small, that bring you joy. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a supportive friend. 5. Self-compassion is your superpower. Be kind to yourself. Everyone has negative thoughts sometimes. Don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a loved one struggling with similar thoughts. You know that feeling when you're drowning in negativity, like you're stuck in a dark cloud? Well, imagine this. You're at the beach on a sunny day. The waves are crashing gently, the sand is warm beneath your feet, and you can feel the salty breeze on your skin. That's what it feels like when you let go of those negative thoughts. It's liberating, peaceful, and truly joyful. Now let me share a real-life example that might resonate with you. I used to be so hard on myself when things didn't go my way. If I missed a deadline or made a mistake, I'd spiral into self-criticism. But one day, I realized that this constant negativity was only holding me back. So, I started practicing gratitude and reframing those negative thoughts. Instead of saying, I messed up, I started saying this is an opportunity to learn and grow. And guess what? It actually worked. By shifting my mindset, I not only reduced my stress levels, but also became more resilient and open to new possibilities. So, remember, letting go of those negative thoughts isn't about being perfect or pretending everything is always rosy. It's about creating a space in your mind where you can cultivate positivity, resilience, and genuine happiness. You are capable of amazing things, beautiful soul. Don't let negativity hold you back from living your best life. Take these insights, weave them into your daily routine, and watch the magic unfold. Now go out there and shine bright. Remember to share this episode with a friend who could use a little inner child healing, and don't forget to leave us a review if it resonated with you. Until next time, stay empowered and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.